It makes me think back to the 90s, remember? All that skepticism about the internet being just, I don't know, a fad.
Oh, absolutely. Seems almost funny now, doesn't it?
It really does. And now
Right.
we're facing this AI wave. Dr. Joseph Sawatz put it really well, saying its integration is profound, like electricity or the internet itself, basically irreversible.
That's a powerful comparison, and I think it's accurate. It's weaving itself into everything.
Exactly. So in this deep dive today, we want to unpack that huge shift, how AI is, well, democratizing things, changing education, and really redefining the skills we need for the future.
A big task, but crucial.
Okay, so let's unpack this. NVIDIA's CEO, Jensen Huang, called AI the great equalizer. How exactly is it kicking off this new global wave of democratization?
Well, it's fascinating if you look at the progression, right? First, the internet gave us access to information, knowledge for everyone.
Right, libraries in our pockets.
Exactly. Then social media kind of democratized opinion sharing on a global scale.
For better or worse, sometimes.
Ha, indeed. But now, generative AI is democratizing the actual ability to create. Think about it. Almost anyone can potentially be a writer, a designer, a musician, even a programmer.
Oh, just by talking to it.
Essentially, yes, natural language is becoming the new programming language. You don't necessarily need the deep technical skill anymore to, say, compose music or design a graphic. You need the idea. AI helps bridge that gap.
So it's like giving everyone a creative toolkit.
Precisely. It removes those traditional, often expensive or time-consuming barriers.
That's a huge shift. And beyond creating, you mentioned education. Dr. Sod's talk about Dr. ChatGPT taking over from Dr. Google.
He did, and it highlights a massive change in continuing education.
It feels almost crazy that searching Google for info is already feeling old news.
It kind of is in this context. We're moving fast into hyper-personalization for learning. AI can tailor content, methods, even pace to your specific style, your needs, your available time.
Making learning more efficient, then.
Hugely more efficient and convenient. Think about leading universities deploying AI tutors now. These aren't just chatbots. They use something called effective computing.
Effective computing. What's that?
It's AI designed to recognize and respond to human emotions. It might pick up on your facial expressions or tone of voice to see if you're frustrated or bored or engaged.
So it knows when I need a coffee break.
Potentially. Or when you're really absorbing information well, it adapts to you for maximum learning gain. Of course, this brings up important ethical questions too.
Ah, like privacy, bias in the algorithm.
Exactly. Protecting privacy, ensuring transparency, avoiding bias. These are critical conversations we need to be having alongside the tech development.
Definitely. Okay, so AI empowers individual creation, transforms learning. What about leadership in, say, companies? There's a shift happening there too, right? More female execs, younger leaders.
Yes, and it's creating what Dr. Sawatz described as a new yin and yang in leadership styles. Meaning, we're seeing a much greater emphasis on emotional intelligence, the kind Daniel Goleman wrote about. Skills like empathy, communication, fostering team spirit, they're becoming central.
Complementing the traditional analytical approach.
Precisely. And then you have the younger executives, the digital natives. They grew up with this tech. They bring agility, different perspectives. They're often better equipped to navigate this really complex, uncertain world, the VUCA world.
VCA, volatility, uncertainty, complexity, ambiguity.
Right. And they're good at turning that complexity into innovative solutions. It leads to this almost paradoxical idea as AI handles more hard technical tasks.
The human soft skills become the truly essential ones.
You've got it. That's the core message. Soft skills are the hard skills of the future. Just look at the World Economic Forum's latest Future of Jobs report.
What does it say?
It flags analytical thinking and creative thinking right at the top. But then, right after, come things like resilience, flexibility, agility, curiosity, lifelong learning, motivation, self-awareness.
These sound like the things that make us uniquely human.
They are, and they're becoming the real hard skills needed to thrive professionally.
So, tying this all together then.
Okay, so to recap our deep dive, AI is undeniably a democratizing force, boosting individual creativity. It's also revolutionizing education through hyper-personalization. And maybe most importantly, it's shifting the focus in the workplace towards those crucial human-centric soft skills, making them the new essential hard
It
skills.
really reframes the whole picture.
It certainly leaves us all with something to think about.
It does. So maybe the thought to leave you with today is this. How could AI become your personal learning coach in this fast-changing landscape? And thinking about that list, Which of those soft skills will you consciously focus on developing to really flourish in a future where adaptability isn't just nice to have, but absolutely paramount?